down, sir. What is your name?
Elgin Willem.
Okay, sir, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you please state your full name, your ADC number for us, for the record again?
Elgin Willem. 246049.
Okay, Mr. Miller, I want to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left, your right, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Mill. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be your hearing lead this morning. And to my immediate right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse, sir. Mr. Miller, also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Turner, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
What was that?
Prior to your hearing today, you received and signed a notification form that advised you of this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing the form that advised you we were going to have a hearing?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, sir, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf, or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, or are you representing yourself today, sir? Mr. Miller?
What's that?
Can you
hear me? I'm just talking over here. I can't. Just sit next to the door so I can't hear very well.
Okay, can you hear me now, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sir, prior to your hearing, I said you received and you signed a form that notified you that you were going to have a hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or you hire an attorney or you representing yourself today, sir? Okay, so you're representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Turner in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, Mr. Miller, the board will determine whether the terms and conditions of the community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, Mr. Miller. So you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read you that allegation. When I read you the allegation, Mr. Miller, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, the allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer within one working day after being successfully discharged from VBRAE 90-day program on or about August 16, 2018, says that your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were absconded from supervision. Is that true or false, Mr. Miller?
True.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Miller, I'm going to find that he was delinquent as he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or is about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
A motion by myself, second by Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Neal. Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, Mr. Miller, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Turner, and then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant and give it an opportunity to present any information that's relevant to the board, and we'll see if the board has any questions, okay?
Okay.
All right. Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. Miller was released from ADC custody on 5/14/2018 and arrested on 12/15/2018 by the Glendale Police Department. No new charges are noted. He's returned back to ADC custody on 12/15/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 8/21/2019 with 121 abscond days. Current conviction, 2012 Burglary, second degree, 5 years. 2013, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. 2014, commitment F, count one, aggravated assault, 2 years, 3 months. 2014, commitment G, theft of a credit card, obtained fraud, 2 years, 3 months. Prior convictions, 2006, theft, 1 year. 2009, theft, 1 year. 2010, aggravated assault, 1 year, 6 months. This is his third term in ABC with a CUIR score of 43, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 1. No STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2010, TIS release, completed 1 month. 2012, TIS release, absconded 3 days, arrested, reached CCD in custody. Disciplinary is moderate with violence and criminal damage noted. Other arrest, 1999, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, burglary, third degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2000, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2001, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2012, domestic violence, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G5, B6.
How many approximate days was it?
121.
Thank you.
So you said that he has a release date of August 21st of 2019, and on here I'm showing August 12th.
It would be August 12th. That would be a dyslexic moment.
Okay.
Mr. Miller, I see that when you were released from Tucson to community supervision on April 14th, okay, it looks like on August 14th, doing a home visit. I am trying to just make sure I'm right on this. Okay, it looks like on August 14th of 2018, your parole officer did a home visit. You were directed to report to the office when you were discharged from the VUBAE program within 1 working day. Says that you were also given a report on August 17th in the parole office, as was your schedule to be discharged on August 16th. It says that on August 16th, they received a discharge letter from VUBAE stating that you were discharged due to successfully completing the Residential Community Behavior Modification 90-day program, but you failed to report in person within 1 business day after being discharged from your to your assigned parole office. Says that you have not made any attempt to contact your parole officer. So, Mr. Miller, you successfully completed the program. Why didn't you report to your PO after you successfully?
And then you didn't report to your PO after you had not had your essential social services that you never placed looking for. When you should have taken the
So why didn't you go see the PO when you got out of the program? You went to the Central Arizona Shelter. Why didn't you go see the PO?
The parole officer was new accident. That's filled by 2 weeks, 4 times. After the human health, and I don't ask for 2 weeks, we had 2.5 weeks, and she the whole time of the problem. And I asked that we can be able to make some data with that, and we're going to send those in the social services, and I can't have to wake me up again.
Okay, so you were harmless, you stand over there at CAS, the PO says he left a message for you to report to the parole officers located 801 South 16th Street and to contact your parole office telephonically, and you didn't do any of that, sir. Well, did you just not want to contact your PO or what? Mr. Miller?
Yes, sir.
So did you not want to contact your PO or what?
No, I didn't want to go to the phone call.
Well, we were at the Central Arizona Shelter. Why couldn't you contact them from there? So it wasn't that far.
I have called them, and they said that they sent for probation officer. I knew the white woman there. But I mean, she lived in the one of the main white woman I spoke to. They said it wasn't in trouble. It wasn't told me before. I had his memorize. I knew 2 days ago, my parole officer came the day before I even left AfterCast, and the main program was 27 days later. And the only way I'm location was supposed to be. So I went home and I called her again and told her, I asked my mom, like, say what she said, I can't think of it anymore, or the jail's so troubled. However, whenever you get me up with the lawyer, or if you see, or if you was her, where was chemotherapy with your medication services, and have been asking and applying to them for a place to live, and I did so. And they didn't have to give my hand to the mom, just that post.
So you went
home and we had this visit with the women's health service, put myself in a wagon tag, and I sat down on the side for like 2 weeks. And I didn't have any more contact with
him.
I lost the information.
So you were out of contact with your parole officer for 121 days. So what were you doing during that period of time?
Seeing that whole time?
Well, you were in Greenville when you were contacted by the police department. What were you doing in Greenville, sir?
Well, I was going to go for a shower. I went to the other room with my mom. And he like,
contact your PO while you was at your mom's house when you go there and take a shower, sir, and eat.
I did. She asked my mom's phone with her, and she said that there was not staying with her, but he didn't feel, he didn't get out of jail 2 weeks ago, and I can't understand where he was in jail, so it's something heartbroken when they never went to the first time anyway. Then my mom said, is there a place for a period? And the family and my family members said, no, he doesn't. And they ain't gonna hang up with each other, and that was it.
Mr. Turner.
Yes, sir. According to OMS notes, for the record, on 8/23/2018, Mrs. Spazik contacted the offender's emergency contact listed in Ames, Daisy Ratliff, by calling the number. Regarding the offender's whereabouts, Daisy Ratliff stated the offender showed up to her house on 8/22/2018 unexpectedly. She allowed the offender to take a shower and wash his clothes. According to Daisy Ratliff, the offender informed her he was currently homeless and staying in Cass. CCO Scarzaga left a message with her for the offender to report to the parole office located 801 South 16th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, and to contact his assigned parole officer telephonically. On 8/24/2018, CCO Scarzaga contacted Cass by calling their number and was advised they did not show any records of him in their system.
Okay. So Mr. Miller, the PO contacted your mom, Ms. Ratliff, and told her to have you contact her, so you said you walked all the way from Cass to Glendale, and you were closer to the PO's office right there on 16th Street. Why didn't you go to the PO office, sir?
Yeah, you know, the PO, each of us was a visitor. And she didn't call her, we were like the 7th or 11th, we called her until 24th.
Okay, so
I had just left for you know 4 days from my dad.
So why did we go to
you? So my neighbor was the 26th, so
Mr. Miller, you said a parole officer came to visit you at Cass, is that right? A female parole officer came to visit you at Cass, is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
And so when that officer visited you, why didn't you go report to your parole officer as instructor?
Okay.
Let me see if the board has any additional questions for you, sir. Seeing no additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Miller, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board before we go into discussion? Mr. Miller?
Yes.
Do you have anything else you want to say to the board before we go into
discussion? Yes,
okay. So, Mr. Miller, the board is going to go into discussion. While we're in discussion, so we will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. I need you to stay on the phone, sir, so you can hear the discussion taking place. However, I need you to remain silent, and I will get back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. The board is now going into discussion. Apparently, Mr. Miller did complete his program at D-Day. When he was released, he didn't have a place to go, so he went to CAS, and he was instructed prior to his release to contact his PO, and he didn't contact his PO. He was an absconder for 121 days. Mr. Miller said he did walk from CAS to his mother's home in Glendale, Ms. Daisy, Ms. Radler, where he got some food and took a shower. Ms. Radler says he did come there. PO did contact his mother on August 24th, and had asked his mother to give him a message to contact him, and Mr. Miller still didn't contact or make contact with his parole officer. According to Mr. Miller, he did have a female parole officer contact him while at CAS during which time she instructed him to contact his PO or come to the parole office, and he didn't do it. So at this time, I know Mr. Miller has a release date of August 12th of 2019. I think it would be best for Mr. Miller to go ahead and complete his time. And when he's released on August 12th, he won't have any parole or any community supervision, and he'll be able to move and be free to move about as he pleases. That's my opinion. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. Therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Miller, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Wilcox. Agreed, Mr. Quinones, Mr. Miller. All righty, Mr. Miller? Mr. Miller? Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, you will be released on August 12th of 2019. At the time that you release, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. You'll be able to move about freely and do as you please at that time, sir. I do want to wish you the best of luck while you're there. While you're in there, sir, work with your PO, CO3, get any medications that you may need to get on so you can get your life stabilized so that when you are released, sir, that you'll be a productive citizen and hopefully not have any more negative contact with law enforcement. Mr. Miller, thank you for taking the time and opportunity to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time. Please set the phone down, sir, so the next person could come in.
Okay.